The next item is actually to a discussion on the work plan for the task force, which is actually the main purpose, given that we have this background information and briefing. This is the main purpose of this meeting, so that we can start the ball rolling and start our work, right? Okay. On that, maybe, in fact, it was mentioned earlier, the harbor unit actually has prepared a PowerPoint, listing out all the bullets or the, you can say, issues or topic areas. Perhaps I wonder whether it's Gracie or Winnie will give. Yeah, it's already here. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. Perhaps I speak in Cantonese. 咁我哋其實秘書處咧，其實都喺開呢一個task force 之前咧，都做咗少少即係準備嘅功夫。咁因為都唔想 overload members with 太多 papers 同埋一啲資料咧，咁我哋就其實都 go through from 2004年開始啲會啦，我哋都睇翻啲 agenda 啦，啲 papers 啦，其實大致上咧就有歸納咗有啲8大項咧，其實係 repeatedly 即係重複地咧喺唔同嘅時段咧都有討論過嘅。 咁就包括有即係喺個 screen 度見到啦，係water transport 水上運輸啦 ，revitalisation of piers 啦，即係亦都有以前都做過唔少有關碼頭嘅一啲即係重置，即係唔係重置，即係嗰啲例如譬如中環四十六碼碼頭啊等等呢啲啦。咁亦都有一啲 landing facilities 登岸嘅設施啦，港口同市政設施 port and municipal facilities， 咁正如頭先都大家講過，譬如話好似marine department 嘅一個 harbour patrol section， 佢哋嗰啲辦公室等等呢啲咁嘅事啦。咁亦都有提過關於即係譬如 marina 同埋 pleasurable facilities， 好似我哋對上可能大家都記得幾個月前喺啟德 task force 都有講過呢一個題目嘅。咁亦都有講到 water sports 啦。 即係水上嘅運動啦，water based events and arenas and facilities， 咁即係其實例如好似 harbour business forum， 其實之前都做過一啲 presentation， 其實呢啲 topics 其實都 repeatedly 喺以前一啲會度有提過嘅，咁最後就有講，即係有提過 maritime heritage， 咁譬如以前我哋都講 maritime museum 啊，喺個 central harbour front 嗰度出現啊等等，咁我諗大致上我希望可以。 一個簡短嘅一個 slide 咧，就可以俾大家有一個概念。大約其實以前喺由2004年開始咧，我哋曾經都討論過一啲即係 major issues of concerns 啦，即係一啲特別重要嘅一啲議題。咁希望可以 as a start 幫大家可以去討論嘅。唔該。
Okay. So now, first of all, I think the first step is there any other additional issues? Thank you, Winnie. There's any other additional issues that members would like to raise and register here? And then afterwards, if there's not, whether it's the yes or no, then afterwards, then we'll actually try to see suggestions for prioritization. Yes, Maggie?
Could I just say that I think these are categories of issues?
Yeah.
There's dozens of issues under all of these categories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Paul?
Yeah, I have... My first observation of this list is that the item number one and the item kind of number four, and then from there on to the bottom are the water users. Where item number two and three are basically the land water facilities and part of number four. So categorization and terminology is an issue. If we start planning our work, we got to be very systematic about our terminology and about our understanding of what we are facing. And I think we are facing, number one, is the strategic plan for the water users, and make sure that our strategic plan for our land users and our strategic plan for the water users are compatible. And I've already pointed out that since 2003, that's not, and that we should address that issue quickly and as a priority of work. The second priority of work, definitely, is to give immediate input on the district plans that are currently in progress, so that we quickly review them if there are, and identify if there are any issues. One chart, are there issues or not? There are, as far as I can tell. But we should quickly get that input back to the works department so they can do their job and we don't have a problem later on. So a review of the district plans quickly for immediate issues, I think, is a top priority to do, so we can play catch up. Then I suggest that we get on on getting the more detail of our district plans, which get into these categories. We start looking into water transport. We're starting into what is the port facility. So we can start longer term on these water uses and get more comprehensive plan, more data in front of us, and then respond to those uses by having the corresponding facilities, and we look at the facilities. But I think that those are would be, in my mind, priorities and the areas of work that we have to take care of. The strategic plan, quick check. District plans, quick check. And then start working on these longer terms. But on the longer terms, I suggest that there is a better organization of work. To which, to me, comes the real question, who is serving this committee? What are the resources servicing this committee? If the harbor unit is trying to do this, off the back of one person who's doing this at 3 hours whilst he has to do many other things, this committee is underserviced. There is so much work to be done, going back to the files, getting documents up, getting this up to speed. Where is our resource that's going to do our work? Because I think that it's somewhat unfair to ask this meeting to decide on what's the priority of our work. I want to have two people, three people sitting outside doing that work, preparing it for us, and make sure that they lift the issue with this committee and get up to speed and can provide us the papers, provide us the documents, and be ready. And currently, I don't see that we have that resource in place. And I think to be able to do that is very important. And then my point on that will come back to you. I have now reviewed, while we were discussing and listening to everybody's presentation, these terms of reference for this committee, and I've made the revisions to it, which I will circulate. I've asked the secretary to print it out, because having listened to everybody this morning, I think there is a deficiency in our terms of reference, and I'd like to distribute it. And we can either finalize it or not, but we can finalize it next time. But I think those are the points I'd like to raise at this list.
Nick? Chairman, I think we're in danger of jumping into detail. We're not quite ready to get there yet.
It seems to me potentially we should have three work streams. Mm-hmm. One is a review of the commercial operations in the harbour. Well, we've heard major issues today in terms of commercial operations. Then I think the second work stream I'd suggest should be a review of potential recreational activities on the waterfront. Some of these that would then naturally fall into that. And then the third work stream I'd suggest is a review of what I call service operations on the water, in the harbour. We've heard a lot about the servicing that's necessary. We need to understand that, I think. So my suggestion would be that it would naturally break itself down into those three work streams. And then within those work streams, you can obviously start to identify and allocate issues.
Yeah. Nick, are you suggesting that we actually have three work streams, something working on concurrently, but within each work stream, we maybe do it some of the issues?
My suggestion would be you have three work streams running in parallel, and you identify perhaps one or two priorities within each of those work streams. So you don't focus, if you like, totally on commercial, you don't focus totally on recreation. We don't forget the servicing side.
Yeah.
Okay. So three work streams running in parallel.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. I think after listening to all the presenters this morning, I think we also need to, among our currently our four task force now, the job demarcation, how each work task force dealing with what, because particularly you water land interface, but once you go to the land, it seems to the other task force job.
Yeah.
So how we demarcation. Mm-hmm. The road between the task force, I think, among the four chairmen, you better have some basic guidelines to work it out. Otherwise, it will duplicate, and the secretary will have a very big problem how to handle all this demand. And also, I follow with the next comment is, for recreation and also service time operation, today I only see the report from Marine and Penning. How about other departments? What is their future plan and what they want from the harbour, what they like the harbour to be? This kind of thing may be, I would like, for this task force, I would like to see from them to have some presentation so that when we can, later on, when we look at this free stream or operation, we will have more information for us for discussion. Thank you, Chairman.
Thanks. Any other comments before? Gracie.
I can make some quick response, just to like give members some feedback. First of all, welcome the three co-opt members on board. You will add to our expertise, both to the commission and the task force level. So, and you are also your life and your work is all about harbour. So you add to the dimension of our work. It's very helpful to have direction given to us like what Nick just described. I hope members appreciate that although we only show you a list of waterland interface issue, there's a lot of work behind. We actually have the full list of the related issues discussed in the past 7 years. So we will be happy to circulate the list and hyperlink and provide hyperlink to you so that you can, if you like, read more readily the papers, the presentations, as well as the notes of meeting. But as the topic is very diversified and has a lot of depth in it, so we need certain categorization and we also need certain prioritization. Not that we want to put the burden on members, we are actually asking members to have any direction and feedback to us so that our work can be more organized. This is the start of this new task force, so we are happy to organize further briefings as well as visits. Based on today's discussion, we possibly will not only involve the task force, but actually the commission. As we have been receiving remarks from members that we do need a clear demarcation of the especially the task force level, because each task force report to the commission. And when we propose the setting up of this task force as well as the terms of reference, we actually recognize possible overlapping of work between the different task forces, and of course members find it very important to have focused discussion at each task force. So very quick remarks to what members have raised so far.
Thank you. Further comments? Paul?
A few comments. I have a feeling that our work is very simple if we think of this group as an expert group, whereas the other groups are specifically looking at their districts, and we advise them on the land-water interface issues in their areas based on our understanding of those issues. And i.e., within this group, we have to make sure we understand what a boat is, and they don't not necessarily have to understand what a boat is. So I think if we can think of it that way, I think then the demarcation is, in fact, very simple. We advise the district task forces on the land-water interface issues, and we can give them, therefore, specialized input on those areas. I think if we see that they ultimately make the land allocations and the reserving of land and the construction and the projects, I mean, that's what they do. But we give them input on it. If we think of it along those lines, I think then it becomes very natural very quickly, is my feeling. I agree with Nick in terms of if we look at the scope of work, if we can think of these three broad categories, I don't see that there is any concern with that. In terms of prioritization of our work, a lot of work has been done by the Harbour Business Forum. They had several meetings. Some of us participated, including some of the new members participated in that already in those discussions. I think this meeting can be brought up to speed very quickly. My issue still, and that hasn't been answered by the unit just now or by the Development Bureau, is what are the resources to do the work? Because we can sit here and have a lot of discussions about it, but I think we need a lot of work, preparatory work to be done, and there's got to be some resources on it. And if it's an outside consultant or it's inside staff, the outside consultant, we need a vote, we need some money on it, and if it's inside staff, we need to see exactly who's going to be working on it, and they've got to be dedicated to get this up to speed. But if that doesn't happen, then we can sit here and talk a lot, and then that's going to be very unsatisfactory. And we've seen already with other members in other task forces that people become so frustrated with the lack of progress they may actually not want to stay in the committee, in the commission. So I think resourcing the work that needs to be done here is the number one issue to sort out. And then in terms of priorities, I've already suggested, let's address existing plans and identify problems very quickly rather than just let these things pass on. Next meeting, let's have a review quickly of these districts and strategic planning. Quickly get in our comments so we can start making some adjustments.
Well, I just want to actually
offer my view, my own comment. I, to be honest, I think myself being a more humble person. I don't think that we should really be advising the other three task force. We work together. There are issues that actually, of course, spread across, as a matter of principle or overall practice, spread across the entire harbor in terms of land water interface. And that's where we actually have to work on. But I dare not to, actually, personally, I dare not to say, hey, we're here to advise the other people, task force. And there are also issues that are so localized, say, for example, based on what we have discussed just now, what should be the clearance of that bridge linking between the former runway and the Kwun Tong so as to actually, A, facilitate the commuting or connection between Kwun Tong and the Kai Tak area, and B, at the same time, try to accommodate port operations, marine use, as far as possible. These are the things that probably should be discussed or handled by the Kai Tak Task Force. In a way that, of course, the general approach is, well, we have to balance, right? And in fact, just before the meeting, I was talking to Nick. I mean, I try to draw, at least my own view, try to draw an analogy, which may not be the most appropriate one, but it happened to bump into my mind, is in the former HCC days, under Vincent's leadership, there was a small group working out the harbor planning principle and harbor planning guideline, which, of course, Paul, you also mentioned that you put a lot of input, you actually wrote the first draft. In a way, we are something like that, in a way that we actually work on some areas or some principles, issues that spread across the harbor. And doesn't mean that that principle, of course, that principle is well respected by everybody in the planning, right? In the planning process. Doesn't mean that, well they're wiser, because after all, that principle was also established in a way of through engaging risk parties. And then there were quite a lot of engagement and discussions before it was finalized. And I tend to think that that should be the approach that we should be taking. But there's one issue is, if we given that now, Nick has actually mentioned that we are along three fronts. But along these three fronts, when you say, you also mentioned review, does it mean that we actually have to have sort of review or audit along these three directions? It's the first step.
Well, it's an audit, Chairman. We have to understand, and I wouldn't say that we understand at this stage. It's in certainly in terms of the commercial operations of the waterfront. We've obviously had a good steer this morning from Marine, but there's a lot more to what happens on the water commercially than we've had presented today. So I think there is some diligence to be done. I think there is some homework to be done to enable us to make, if you like, considered judgments. So I think Paul is right in a way that we do need some homework. Need some homework, and the question then is who does the homework and how quickly we can have that homework done.
Now on the issue of homework, and then of course that means resources. And on this part, I don't know. I wonder whether Gracie can provide some input of. So, of course, I mean, I can see from Paul's perspective, we want to have all the ring friends, all the resources, so they can do whatever we like. But sometimes, maybe, I don't know whether it's practical in the reality.
Members know that the harbor unit is fully dedicated to the harbor policy as well as various initiatives. Even if certain initiatives are actually driven by other bureaus or other departments, we will have a role in it. This is a perfect new work area to study water-land interface. I think the secretary herself commented that she has support behind this work, although individual initiatives may not be conventional or may not be taken up readily by any lead bureau or department. So, and the unit has been having reinforcement to undertake many new initiatives. So we will make good use of our resources to support this new task force. Members will know that we actually juggle around the work and getting Stephen's Kaitak team to serve Kaitak task force so that we can dedicate more resources to help out this new task force. Chairman, actually we discussed with you how we may engage other departments to contribute to this homework audit or review of existing situation with a view to planning ahead. So if I may through you, like invite other departments to contribute to our work, we have actually identified several areas we will require the input of Marine Department, Transport Department, as well as CEDD. On that note, may I through you ask other departments to help us in our further work?
Sure. I'm in full support of that, and I hope that the task force will also support that as well, in a way that no matter how much resources in terms of staffing or other resources the Bureau is willing to give to the harbor unit. I mean, the reality is there are informations, there are technical expertise that they do not have. I mean, if you want to actually have a reveal or audit, whatever you like to use it as the word, in along these three lines, say for example, as mentioned by Nick, then obviously it will require other departments, especially technical departments, and technical in the sense that it's not just CEDD being technical. I mean, Transfer Department, Marine Department, they are all in their own, have their own, in their professional field, and they're actually doing their job, their daily work, day in and day out. They have the information, they have the know-how, and I'm sure this review will require their support. And I don't know whether, I mean, perhaps if the task force agree, let us at least put up this request and hope that that will be well received by the relevant departments. Yes, Paul.
I have a question. These six items, are those the six items that have been identified by the Harbour Business Forum post their workshops? Mm. And if so, I would recommend that we adopt them because there's some workshopping behind this. Rather than Nick's three more generic groupings, I suggest to stick to a more specific groupings. However, in addition to these six, I would recommend that the review of the strategic land use plan is added as quickly as possible. And is done in the district plan comments, so that we have added as special items, so that we expand this with two action items. I think that we have something that's a little bit tighter, because water transport, then you get transport department, Piers is transport department, landing facilities is CDD. I mean, you have different departments already here. It's better to group them, I think, along those six action lists. But I believe this is Harbour Business Forum's workshop list, if I'm correct, but I am not sure.
This is being broken down slightly differently, but it does cover the six areas that we did the workshops on. Yes.
Yeah.
My suggestion is to adopt those two items I mentioned.
Well, I don't know how other members feel, but I feel a bit daunted for having to deal with six at the same time. This is really a resource problem. In any case, I can see that a lot of this actually fit into the three direction, general directions, isn't it? Say, for example, the second one, review of potential recreational activities. Actually, water was one, marina and pressure group being another, and water-based UNs, arenas, and activity. So the three actually can be grouped into one, actually. All right? Can we handle it like that instead of, I mean, handling six different... The way I see is, among these eight, you pick up six. Of these six issues, or broad issues, as you mentioned, these issues can actually be grouped into along the three directions, or along the three lines as proposed by Nick. Then, being a simple person, I think it will be easier to work along three fronts, which is obviously quite a lot, than actually six broad issues, which is actually a matter of in detail how this is to be tackled. It's not that we are not going to address this issue. Maybe actually when they come have a initial review on the review of potential recreational activities, maybe it comes out that
hey, we really have to focus on marina and pressure boat facility as the most urgent or top priority among the three? I don't know. But can we actually make sure that we have a balanced approach, making sure all stakeholders, or at least stakeholders, are being taken care of, rather than say, just when you have six, then you tend to sometimes it's very difficult to ensure all the stakeholders are being well taken care of. Is it? Yes, PY?
聽落去都可能會有變化，即係如果第一個會呢就唔使咁緊張啦，即係你寫住先，即係generic，即係所謂即係大嘅分類啫嘛，即係提綱挈領，即係你寫實有重複，寫唔曬。咁第二點呢，就即係無論分三類、四類或者兩類都呢，你即係為咗工作方便啫，我應該理解。咁第二呢，就係話即係如果話要檢討即係區嘅。 藍圖呢，其實因為當初嗰個commission，即係嗰個大會呢，就話分咗地區，用地理嚟分區嘛。咁所以如果要檢討地區嗰圖呢，應該嗰個使命呢，即係由嗰個 harbour commission、harbour fund commission 呢，即係指令佢哋去做嘛。即係冇理由呢個令第四個小組去代佢做噶嘛。咁佢哋做咩啊
？That's true. Any other comments？ Paul, do you still have something to say?
I just don't understand the proposal. I mean, we have these three broader categories of water users. Yes, we have them. We can easily say that we have them. The issues are then on the land-water interfaces, which are the facilities at the waterfront. They could be shared by those users. It could be separate. So I still don't know how you want to proceed with this work. I think there is work done in workshop by the Harbour Business Forum. We declare it that we haven't discussed that. It's been presented at another venue, where there is a clear identification of key issues over a process of studies and workshops. So adopting those as we know already that those are our problems areas. Let's get them started. But again, of course, priorities and resources. I mean, each of them, who's going to do what when? I mean, I don't know. Of course, there's going to be an automatically scheduling. So get on with those six that have been identified by the Development Bureau of the Harbour Unit. They've done some work, so let's adopt them. Let's not mess with them. And they can do the priorities, how quickly they can come back. But I think a quick priority, and if you could reconfirm that, is that we have a quick look at the strategic land use plan to see where the obstacles are. I've identified them. But I think that we need to identify them as a group, or has to be acknowledged by the administration, and then look at those district plans quickly in terms of where do we have some conflict from a technical point of view, and get input from all the three levels, transport, commercial, and leisure, on those on Wanchai, on Kaitak, and get those quickly so that Stephen can do his thing, Bosco can do his thing, and we know that we don't have a major problem later on. So I think let's get on with it.
Yeah, Maggie?
I don't know if it helps at all, but if you want to try and split these into the three, commercial is definitely water transport, piers, and landing facilities. You can't talk about piers without landing. You can't talk about water taxis or any sort of transportation without landing. But a lot of this does overlap, as I'm sure our friends who use the water will realise. Talking about them in isolation is going to be very difficult. But if you want to try and break them that way, you could do commercial that way. Recreation is obviously marinas, water sports and events. But again, they need servicing facilities. They need landing. They need ways to get into the water, the ways to get out the water. But I leave it at that. Servicing could be port and municipal facilities and maritime heritage, because that goes right the way around and it needs particular servicing, and the land and basically anything to do with land water dependent uses, but that underlies everything. This is why trying to divide it up, you always come back. You cannot use the water without thinking about the land. You shouldn't be putting things on the land without bearing in mind what you want to use the water for.
Thanks.
The reason we did the study.
Thanks, Maggie. Actually, on the review on the strategic plan issue, on one hand, PY actually mentioned that, well, hey, this is really a job for the Harbour Fund Commission rather than for this task force. On the other hand, can I see it like this, in a way that we should be focusing on the any land water interface issues that's coming out from that strategic plan, right? After say 8 years, we try to implement some, and then there are ongoing day-to-day issues coming up. So it's the land water interface issues which may actually hinder the implementation of the strategic plan, or maybe show the inadequacy. And I just wonder whether these issues, blockage issues and inadequacy, can be revealed if we go into these several issues along the three directions. Yes, go ahead.
我又俾一個好快嘅回應啦。其實通過 Stephen 即係啟德專員啦，以及 Raymond 即係規劃處，佢咁多年嚟同 Vincent 即係合作嗰個經驗咧，我哋睇到兩點。一點咧就係今時今日我哋再講一啲地區嘅計劃同埋研究嘅跟進工作咧，其實我哋就係確保咧以往可能對於呢一個問題 在水上的活动和在陆地的界面那个研究虽然可能不是最注重，但是时至今日我们的工作已经是确保在地方面那个计划，又或者是在规划图里面那个想法，其实不会限制了我们在水上去考虑各类型的活动的融合性。
我想希望俾到信心大家呢，呢啲就係我哋耕耘緊嘅。咁呢個係講關於區域嘅研究或者我哋而家現實嘅工作。另外方面呢，就係啲嘢係咪真係好慢呢？咁樣咁耕耘嘅需時啦，耕耘到今天呢，我哋見到其實有一啲係推動咗好多年嘅唔同嘅海邊嘅長廊啦，都係逐步嗰落咁落實嘅。咁所以有經驗嘅委員都可能會同意我哋呢，就係我哋一定要喺落實嗰邊做多啲功夫。而家進行緊嘅區域研究，譬如好似係東區嘅研究啦，規劃處有 Raymond 可以即係大家因為大家喺呢個方面一齊合作，其實呢係一邊去做研究，一邊去做諮詢呢，同時係考慮緊落實嘅。 如果唔係咧，就流於正如坊間話，你會唔會其實係畫緊公仔紙咧？咁咁，我希望大家睇到就係當個社會嘅需求越嚟越多、越嚟越複雜嘅時候咧，我哋嘅工作都係咁樣，都係複雜化咗嘅。亦都解釋咗點解有陣時啲諮詢咧係 幾階段嘅諮詢，我哋從立法會同埋喺區域 得翻嚟嘅結果咧，就正正係你係需要唔同層次嘅。你可能當初係一個概念，然後你要逐步深化嗰個落實嗰個層次，你先至會攞到當區啦，同埋社會更大嘅支持同埋接納嘅。咁所以我而即係聽到而家啦，無論究竟係以三方面，即係話商業啦， 旅遊設施、遊樂啦，同埋係服務嗰個分割，又或者以而家我哋建議嗰6個或者8個分割咧，其實我哋都可以做得到嘅。但我覺得有一個原則咧，就係 KY 主席你頭先提出咧，就係照顧面要闊啲，即係揸住呢個原則，因為事實上持份者多，咁所以我哋跟住嘅工作咧應該唔好側重一邊，咁嚟到為下一個會作準備。
我都想喺呢度咧就補充少少，就係除咗當然頭先阿 Grace 都提到，就係譬如 work with Raymond，work with Stephen 啦。咁其實咧就係 當我哋開完第一次會之後，下一次 Harbourfront Commission 嘅開會大會嘅時候，我哋都要報告啦。咁我哋嘅工作嘅方個職個路個大個方向係點，亦都要報告啦。咁我諗咧，亦都頭先亦都有委員提過，就係可能幾個小組嘅主席咧係需要多啲溝通坐埋一齊啦。咁所以變咗咧，就係亦都表示咗咧，就係喺各個小組、各個地區 in the local area， 譬如什麼 Kaitan or any other way， 例如 MRT， when they have issues that which is really related to they see as land water interface， definitely that can be brought up。 They brought to us and then let's sort it out together。And what Vincent has just left, planning to say that we should have more breakfast meeting among the four chairmen of the task force. Don't get it, Minute Man. I mean, the one like my proposal of breakfast meeting. Okay, any other? If it's agreeable, can we take along this line? Okay. And then make sure that we miss. Now, on the issue of, I'm aware of the time, on the issue of resources, to be honest, my involvement, I never think about resources because, we just push for what we like to see. And I remember, 2 years ago, exactly 2 years ago, I met Ms. Wong Yu Hua in Brussels. They receive us in her new posting, and then so we have a chat because Ms. Wong actually have worked a lot, spent a lot of time with the Harbourfront Enhancement Committee when she was in her previous posting, and she start to meant to grumble a little bit that she was doing three people's job at the same time all by herself, including one of which is now. The one handled by the harbor unit, now we have Winnie, they're fully dedicated for this job. Of course, both of them, Ms. Wong and Winnie, are dedicated, very dedicated civil servants, for sure. But that actually, I hope, is an example of, as we roll out the work, and if there are demand for resources, we just ask. Sometimes you may get it, sometimes you don't get it, sometimes you have to get it. Later, I mean, of course, there are reality constraints, but I don't know, subject to task force members' agreement, I don't think that we should ring friends' resources at this time. As long as we have things to do, then we ask. Whether it's within the Development Bureau or whether it's require support from other departments, we just want to make sure that things are done and we are progressing. So that by the next time, for example, we would like to have at least some initial results of all this review along these three directions, say, for example, and then we decide on the next step. Okay, is that agreeable? Okay.
So we're getting a detailed work plan next time instead of these six categories. We're getting, based on these other items all mentioned today, a detailed work plan next time when we meet. Is that what we're going to get? I mean,
I'm not sure about whether we can actually get a detailed work plan, but we definitely will. At least we should ask for the more specific issues, and then so that we can work on a plan to resolve. Handle this issue rather than a detailed work plan, because when I say detailed work plan, that means we agree on these are the things that we have to sort out, then we have a detailed work plan. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of terminology, but definitely for that review, we want some concrete issues that we can put our hands on in the next meeting and decide, okay, as I just quote, I mean, say for example, along the three broad issues with regard to potential recreation activities, maybe we would like to prioritize them. Maybe we say that no, you can't, because the stakeholders will not agree to such an arrangement. Then we will have to work on the work plan in the next meeting. That's my anticipation. I don't know whether it is a fair comment. If not, then can we entrust the harbor unit to roll out this with support from various departments and conduct these reviews.
how about, okay, so can we conclude on this item?